pretty good.
Congratulations, Coach. What we'll do is we'll let you go with an opening statement, then we'll go to questions after that, okay?
Well, you know, we certainly made it a little interesting there in the second half, but you know, just I don't want anything, you know, a couple of mistakes there by some guys that let them, you know, almost get back in the ball game. I certainly don't want to take that from what is just an incredibly impressive performance by our players. You know, I've been waiting on this game. You know, I didn't know when it was going to happen. I thought it was happening at Tulsa. You know, you almost maybe had it against Navy, but you've been waiting on that game where you finally just, it felt like everything just flipped. And, you know, it's the daily commitment that our players have to doing all the things that they do. And it's, you know, their attitude, their work ethic, the kind of teammates they are. It's just, you know, they're doing things right consistently, you know, within the program and outside of the program. And, you know, you're starting to see those tangible results in the field and just excited for them. That's a good football team we played. You know, they're going to go to a bowl game. You know, they've got, you know, a ton, good resume this year, quality wins. But, you know, certainly, you know, today was a great day to be a Pirate.
Hey, we'll open up for questions.
Coach, we talked kind of all week about going out with a bang and going out with some real momentum. Just how important do you think that'll be going to the offense?
It's huge. I mean, a two-game winning streak and a signature win, you know, against a quality opponent going into the offseason. I mean, you know, there's going to be momentum with recruiting. There's obviously going to be momentum with, you know, the players. And, you know, it's important right now because we have a little break right here where they're going to be away from us for a little while. And, you know, we've got a plan laid out for it. But, you know, certainly having, you know, that positive momentum going into this break is important because, you know, when they come back in mid-January, we got to hit the ground running. You know, we lost the last offseason, and it hurt us. You know, we've got a roster that is, I mean, virtually everything is returning from multiple years. We have a chance right now to change permanently, and we've got to use that momentum. And I tell you, that locker room was awesome downstairs. And that sideline was awesome. It's just it's everything we want. It's the way it's supposed to be.
Coach, you pick up a big victory today. It does a lot for your program as you move forward here. You're talking about momentum as well. Talk about the lesson this team picks up from the way momentum shifted from the first half to the second half there a little bit.
Well, certainly, you know, I've been in that situation before, and I try to caution at halftime, but it's a learning deal. You know, learning how to win, learning how to, you know, manage a big lead at the half. And, you know, it's something that you won't be able to use a teachable moment. Because, you know, you did get the win. Certainly, you know, a couple of those mistakes right there, you know, it'd be great for the kids the next time they're in that situation. And they're going to be in that situation again. So, you know, I've been there, and it got a lot closer than it did right there, you know, in the end. It's, you know, usually those kind of wins, they really, you know, pay off down the stretch.
Coach, you're 2 years in. What are the top two needs in your program at this point? And also, what are the top two assets that you have?
I think by far the biggest need is to get older. That's it. You know, we just got to let our kids grow up. You know, I don't know what the numbers are, but, you know, we're not the youngest team in FBS football. We're right there with it. And so I think just, you know, a year of development, you know. And like I said, you know, C.J. Johnson, who you kind of think of as almost an older player, has never had a spring practice with us. He's never had an off season with us. So that's the biggest thing, is just having a year of development. That's the biggest thing that we need. Certainly we have some needs in recruiting, which, you know, are fairly obvious and well-known. And, you know, certainly I think this is going to help that too. That, you know, just everybody seeing the style of play. I mean, I got multiple messages from some of our guys, you know, that watched the game today. So, you know, I look forward to, you know, solidifying that recruiting class and then, you know, getting into the off season. As far as the biggest asset we have are those kids in that locker room. You know, much of the same thing. And last year was really, really hard here. I mean, it was really hard. It was a hard spring. When I first got here, it was a difficult summer and fall, and just some of the things you had to manage you shouldn't have to manage. And this group has not been like that. And we've had our adversity this year. That whole deal where you lose the close game to Navy, you know, the ending at Tulsa, and then you followed up with the losses to Tulane and Cincinnati. You know, it was a struggling time, but the kids always kept a positive attitude. They showed up the next week and they worked, and when we worked through, you know, the things we had to work through. And I'm just so excited because today you saw what we've been trying to bring to game day, that energy, that intensity, you know, the way that defense was running and hitting, you know, the way, you know, our quarterback and receivers were playing. It's just that's big going into the offseason. So those kids are the biggest asset we have.
Coach, was the fake punt kind of going on that? Was that a little bit of a statement of, hey, we want to be here and we want to win this thing today? I mean, was there some intent on that fake punt?
It's something we've been working on with Luke. It's something we're going to continue to develop. But, you know, he does a great job with film study. We knew we were going to have a soft edge. I didn't think it would be that soft. But, boy, it was. I mean, the edge completely disappeared. So, it's obviously a big momentum big momentum change in the ball game. You know, got a shot in the arm for our offense. And just, you know, excited for him. You know, I had him sing the fight song out there on the field, and he doesn't really know it very well yet. So we got to work on that a little bit. So.
Coach, you had talked some weeks ago about a signature win. And I know it was a little bit of a struggle to get to the finish line today, but how does the outcome stack up in that regard, do you think?
I couldn't hear the end of your question. I heard the first half.
I said, can you hear me now?
Yeah, somebody's talking in the background.
You had talked several weeks ago about getting a signature win.
Yep.
And building toward that. And I know it was a little bit of a struggle in the second half today, but how does the outcome stack up in that regard, beating a quality opponent like you did today?
I mean, I think that's it. I mean, it's you beat a team that's going to go play in a bowl game. It's a 7-win football team that you knocked off at home. And I don't know when the last time you had an ECU team finish a season like that, or, you know, win a game at home like that. And, you know, I know nobody wants to play coulda, shoulda, woulda, but the Tulsa game's a win. And you look up, you got four conference wins. You know, you guys all know what I walked into here. You know, what these kids walked into. You know, this team is improving. You know, the biggest thing I need everybody to do is leave us the hell alone for a couple of years, because this team is going to be something else. And, you know, we just gotta capitalize on the opportunity right now. But, you know, it's a signature win, and those kids have worked, and they deserve it. They've earned it.
Coach, what's this do for your belief system, for your ball club? They've got to have a whole different attitude coming into this thing next year, knowing that they can win if they play like they're capable of doing.
I'll be honest with you. The belief system has not been the issue this year. It's just learning to win those games. And that's the reason why I said they held tough through that rough stretch there at the middle of the season when you're trying to get over the hump. You know, it's just you can't show up and do the things that they do on a daily basis and not have something, you know, strong character-wise inside of you. It's just, you know, just that's the whole thing we talk about, a process. It's the daily demands that it takes to be a member of this program. It's being on time, it's doing right, it's working hard, it's competing, it's, you know, being a good teammate, it's being a good student, it's, you know, representing the program, the institution, you know, in a first-class manner, and it's every single day. You can't take a day off. It weeds you out, because it just, that consistency, day in and day out, that's why you're going to see them continue to improve, because the expectations are not going to change. You're going to get here January 14th, the expectations are going to be the same, and those kids have embraced that. And the fact that they've embraced that shows you what they believe in, and they see themselves improve. And as long as they see they see tangible positive evidence coming out of the process, then, you know, it's going to continue.
Coach, can you just talk about the first half and playing complimentary football in all phases and really playing at an elite level?
That's probably about as good as you can play. And I said earlier in the week we would have to play our best game of the year to win this game, and, you know, no doubt we did. And, you know, I liked the way we grabbed the momentum, and, you know, you were getting stops defensively. You were just really playing well on special teams, and you were really you're finally hitting on so many positive cylinders offensively. You know, I thought Holton was really, really locked in and really, dialed in the first half as far as there was connection with the receivers. Their offensive line did a great job. It very much was exactly. It was a great complimentary half, and I really felt like you probably. I don't know what the play is going to look like on film, but the fumble, the incomplete pass, whatever it was down in the end zone. You know, you feel like you probably should have had seven more. But it's probably as good as you can play a half of football right there.
With Rajay, I know he was on the sideline, it looked like. Was that injury related? I know he's been battling some stuff. And then Keaton Mitchell, steps up for you again. Just his end of the season was pretty special.
Right. Yeah, Rajay, he's been battling some stuff and, had an injury at Temple last week. It's nothing that's going to be serious. No surgery, anything needed. He just was not able to go today, and he tried all week. And he's a warrior. I mean, he was gonna go if he could, and it just wasn't in the cards. But really pleased with Keaton, and I'll tell you, Darius Penix gave us a great boost today. Some of the conversions he gave us on third down were really, really critical, and so those two guys did a great job today.
Okay, we got time for one more question for Coach Houston.
Yeah, what was the explanation on that play in the end zone? I mean, it seemed like at worst it should have been intentional grounding.
He said it was he passed it before his knee went down. It hit one of our linemen. They couldn't tell if it was across the line of scrimmage or not. Ruled it an incomplete pass. So, we'll send it in and let them look at it. I want to look at it on film.
Okay, Coach Houston, thank you very much.
All right, guys. I really appreciate all of you. We'll have a postseason kind of wrap up on Tuesday. I think we're going to try to do it here on campus. COVID protocol, in person kind of deal. Tom and Ryan and them will get some information out to you about it. But I just thought it'd be better for us to do that as in person as we can right now. But really appreciate you guys and all the work that you guys do to support our program. Thanks a lot. Go Pirates.
Thanks, Coach.